How would the structure of getting a culture dictating an endoscopy report on patient Catherine Jams, date of birth 6/20/1985, date of procedure March 7, 2024, physician is Dr. Evgenia Gulchurdeo, referring physician is Dr. Nicole Buchanan. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsies. Indication is change in bowel habits with diarrhea and constipation, common abdominal pain, common nausea, common GERD. Description, procedure, and function of the pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation. Period of digital exam is normal, period of well duplicated open studio. Colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and then to the direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penis and orbs. The cecal valve and confluence of the fold period. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, cingular colon, the rectum period. Terminalium was intubated in valley period, retroflex was obtained in the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was. Graded as an 8-2-3-3, time a good prep. Period of the patient died, procedure all without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, there was evidence of significant reflux esophagitis, LA grade D, that extended to 30 centimeters. From 37 centimeters period. The Z-line was irregular at 37 centimeters from the pipe block. Next line, there was evidence of 3-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of mild gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and through a lot of H. pylori. Next time, the duodenum overall appeared unremarkable to D2. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation to rule out celiac disease. Next line, a colonoscopy. Next line. The terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Comma, biopsies were obtained to rule out causes for diarrhea. Next line, random colon biopsies in the right and left colon were taken to rule out microscopic colitis and other causes for diarrhea. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter pale, sessile, transverse colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 8 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line. Plan. Please go back to the findings and note that biopsies were obtained of the distal esophagus after the written portion about the LA grade D ulcerative esophagitis. Period. Please go back to the plan. Next line, follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI BID for 8 weeks, then daily following, comma, would recommend omeprazole 40 milligrams to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast and 30 minutes before dinner. Script has been sent to the pharmacy. Next line, will need repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of the LA grade D ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled.